One famous pastor had a parishioner who always fell asleep on him during the sermon. Finally, one Sunday, the pastor goes up to him and says, "Why do you always fall asleep?" Having been found out, the parishioner thought quickly, said, "Pastor, would I fall asleep if I didn't trust you?" Faith and trust is very important in the church. Sometimes faith has a nebulous meaning, but we all understand what it is to trust someone, to put yourself in a vulnerable position in order to trust the other person to act correctly. And so one of my favorite quotations from Oscar Wilde as we begin the Great Fast is the following: "Every saint has a past and every sinner has a future." I know. At least he's paying attention. Every saint has a past and every sinner has a future. In today's gospel, we have the prodigal son. But traditionally, it's about the loving father. There are three people involved: the younger son, the older son, and the father. But the ancient Christian writer said there is something more important that people miss. There is the family. Sometimes you see individuals, but you don't see the family. In Jewish custom, the oldest son inherits 2/3, while the youngest son inherits 1/3. The youngest son, who was far from the inheritance, said to God, "I'm tired of waiting on you. Give me my money and go and die." That's exactly how it's phrased in the Hebrew way of thinking. Imagine going up to your parents or to your friend and said, "You know what? I'm in the will, but I can't wait for you to die. Can I have the money today?" "Oh, I'm not asking. I want it now." You would think, what an insult. What a horrible thing. And when the son spends his money wildly and he gets hungry, he comes back to his father, and in this exchange, it comes to this. Racked with guilt and pain and hunger, the youngest son says, "Father, I am not worthy to be called your child." And having been insulted by his own son, seeing this person return, what does the father do? He says, "Shh, stop it. Let's celebrate." He wants to tell his father everything he did wrong. God is not interested in your dysfunction. He is interested in you as his child. We spend too much time conflicted and thinking and disturbed about what we did wrong, and not enough time celebrating the great achievements of God and our ability to remember we are his child, and that's what he cares about. In the entire story, the only one who cares about what the guy did wrong is him and his jealous older brother, who adds a few sins he may have thought about himself. Sin and dysfunction is the most boring thing in the world. What is creative and uplifting is virtue. St. John Chrysostom, the author of the liturgy, says, we don't celebrate our achievements enough. And that is God's grace that is working in us to achieve that. So in your own life, ask yourself the question, do I spend a lot of time thinking about the things I have destroyed and don't spend enough time taking that energy to create the kind of life I want to have? Every saint has a past. Every sinner has a future. Make yours with God today. Slava Isusu Christu. Amen.